This is KERA News. I'm Dua Lee Sai Kau Tao. 45,000 young Texans can't safely live with their parents. A third of them are in state custody. They're trying to navigate a foster care system that's faced crisis after crisis, from stories of unthinkable child abuse and neglect-related deaths to reports of over-medicated foster children and others sent hundreds of miles from home. Today, we begin a series called Remaking Foster Care. Over the next few days, we'll hear from people across North Texas, biological parents, foster parents, and young adults who've aged out of the system. We'll start in Dallas at a one-of-a-kind clinic for kids in foster care. Toys and crayons dot small tables at Children's Medical Center. On a busy day, it can get a little loud in here. A few doors down, things get a little quieter.
Hi, guys.
Dr. Anu Partap runs this clinic, and she's assistant professor of pediatrics at UT Southwestern.
Okay, I'm going to sit right over there, okay?
Her big brown eyes and dimples make it easy for children to pay attention to her. Over the last 5 years, she's treated thousands of young victims of abuse and neglect.
There's something worse than death, and that's not living your full potential.
She'll never forget a Friday afternoon when a young boy came in with his sister.
And you have to picture this 7-year-old. He was so sweet with his younger sister. When I was trying to take her shoes off, he took off her sandals for her. He buckled them back on. She couldn't speak. She was covered in scars. She was really hungry. And his number one concern was her.
The 5-year-old girl was visibly tired and shaking. She walked like a little old lady because of physical abuse, apparently at the hands of her mother. The boy, too, was covered in scars and hungry. With rare exception, Dr. Partap says, nearly every child in foster care has experienced a degree of chaos comparable to surviving a tornado or a war.
We have to see them as kids whose health has been harmed, their physical health, their emotional health, their developmental health, their educational health, and do everything else around that.
But the system doesn't work like that yet. For years, foster care in Texas was based more on the structure of agencies and location of services. This left too many children being placed far from their families of origin, siblings being separated. Some teens were moved 20, 30, even 40 times.
Every move is a loss to these young people. Every move is significant for young people who are just reaching for anything that feels normal, anything that feels like home. Sometimes that's just their city.
That's Madeline Reedy, assistant director of TRAC, Dallas's Transition Resource Action Center, which helps former foster kids.
It's tragic. It is tragic for a young person to be removed from their biological home and then to enter care and then to be removed from your siblings or to be moved multiple times.
We know the system's broken. It's a matter of how do we fix it.
Michael Redden is a member of Texas Public-Private Partnership, a small group selected by the state's Health and Human Services Commissioner 8 years ago to retool the foster care system.
If we don't take on the responsibility of taking care of our kids and we move into the next generation, we know what happens with those kids that are throwaway kids. They go out and they marry and they have other kids and the system perpetuates itself.
Under redesign, Texas is divided into 16 regions. Instead of working with hundreds of contractors, the state chooses one in each region. 2 years ago, a for-profit called Providence Services Corporation began redesign in a 60-county area that covered almost a third of Texas. Turns out that was too much. And last fall, Providence pulled out. In Fort Worth, at a fundraising luncheon, the audience celebrates foster parents, child advocates, and community leaders.
This is about helping kids. So, telling horror stories is one option, but, you know, there's another side to this story, and that side is what amazing people these kiddos can become if they get the right help at the right time.
Wayne Carson is CEO of ACH Child and Family Services, a nonprofit born here a century ago as a charity called All Church Home. ACH is now the lead agency in foster care redesign, managing a much smaller region, only Tarrant and six neighboring counties.
I think this is probably the most exciting opportunity to improve the care for kids in the state of Texas that I've seen in my 25 years in foster care.
Redesign is about creating a sense of normalcy, he says.
Quit thinking about these kids as state kids and start thinking about these kids as our kids.
With subcontractors, ACH essentially decides what's best for a child entering foster care in its region. The state still has final say, but ACH has more control and is helping rewrite protocols with the Department of Family and Protective Services.
Why do we do this form this way? Why do we have two signatures on that form? Why, if a child wants to go to a movie with a friend, do they have to fill out this form?
That's Gretchen Firm, the state's administrator for foster care redesign.
The resources have shifted back and are allowing us to say with a voice and a transparent voice, we need your help. Families need your help because they are your children. The advantage to foster care redesign is it brings it back.
Not so much, says Ashley Harris. She follows every foster care bill making its way through the state legislature for the nonprofit Texans Care for Children in Austin.
Redesign is the legislature's latest attempt to address foster care problems by taking a shortcut rather than investing in CPS appropriately.
And after the Providence failure, she says, Texas shouldn't be pushing redesign. It actually should be pausing privatization efforts.
It would be easier for advocates to be supportive of redesign if it was well-funded and had a strategic plan attached to it. And unfortunately, that has not been the plan for redesign.
ACH has a three-year contract with the state and annually gets $650,000 to manage its network of providers. A new report by the Fort Worth Group reveals it's already in the red and needs $3 million more per year. Dua Lee Saikautau, KERA News.